Have you hit a plateau? Are you doing everything you're supposed to, but still not seeing growth? Did your monthly income used to make you proud, but now it's just kind of meh? Today's episode is all about reinvigorating your sales with a magic strategy you've seen pretty much everywhere before, but I bet you never thought you could do it for your own products. Welcome to Unfocuspreneur, the show where we talk no bullshit strategies to catapult your online shop and help you quit that mediocre day job. My name is Jenny, and I just surpassed $1 million in sales with my own product-based business. To celebrate, I'm here to help you grow your online shop by focusing on the big picture strategy that matters for nonstop sales you can rely on. All right, let's get real for a sec. You're paying $9 a month for Spotify. You're paying $12 a month for Hulu. But did you ever think about charging a monthly membership fee for your products? This might sound hella crazy, especially since you're not like filming hit TV shows or making some of the most popular music in the world. Who on earth is gonna pay a monthly subscription fee for your items? Well, let's break that shit down in today's episode, where I talk about the strategy that actually got me $1 million in sales, plain and simple. Let's start from the beginning. So I sold a product online, and honestly, it was doing well, but growth was really slow. I wasn't making that much either. My profit was low, so any growth I did see was barely noticeable. This is the sort of thing I see with sellers all the time, where they're like, oh my God, I changed this one thing, I'm making all these sales. But then when they look at their bank account at the end of the month, it's like, oh, that made like $200 of difference. That's like one bill. So for me, one day I looked up and I went, the only way this is gonna work is if I find a method that will make me an extra $10,000 this month, instead of just, you know, constantly trying to live paycheck to paycheck and boost my income slightly each month. So I went in search of how people on the internet made $10,000 extra in a month. And I ultimately stopped searching when I ran across a subscription income calculator. What this little calculator showed me, and feel free to Google one yourself, is that I was starting again from $0 every month in my shop, and I was basically depending on a flow of new customers to make me the same amount of money every single month. So like, no wonder it felt like a constant struggle. Let's be honest, like if you're starting from zero again every single month and there's no income built in, you have to do so many things. You have to get exposure for your items. You have to have new people find them. You have to be in the right place at the right time. You have to make sure you have enough items. You have to make sure you have what they want. It's such a process. It's like, of course you're torturing yourself when you start again from zero every single time. It's like literally the month rolls over and you just start running the race all over again. Now, the thing that struck me was that subscriptions were different. So a customer who buys from you now in like a normal product-based business is 10 times more likely to buy from you again. If I was making subscription sales every month and growing by just a handful of new customers monthly, I would never have to start my month from $0 again. Okay, so screw all these numbers. Let's talk real life for a second. I started selling a subscription product, right? I think it started at $9 a month, and eventually it was $17 a month, and then it went up to $97 a month. It did well at all those prices, interestingly. It started selling basically one time per day. At that point, I was pretty much rolling in it, and all I had to do was keep up with my product a couple times a month. So my workflow had literally gone from start from zero again every month, frantically try to get new people in, frantically try to make sales, frantically try to create new products or do things that people want, to literally, okay, I just have to make these subscription customers happy and find new ones. That's all I had to do. And the subscription customers were kind of coming to me because I had created things on the internet that were flowing into that subscription product. That's another podcast. But fact is, most of you are already doing this already by having a shop, by having social media, by posting online, by doing anything that brings people awareness that you're on the internet. That's the process there. So look, I'm basically keeping up with this product a couple times a month. I mean, it got to a point where I didn't even need more monthly sales. I could just make monthly money and just keep up with that subscription product. And I didn't even really put much into bringing more people into my business because I didn't need to, you know? So as I improved my product, my expenses started to get higher. Obviously, jumping from $17 a month to $97 a month is a big jump, and we had to add things to the product. That's when I kind of made more than I ever dreamed possible, and we were bringing in so much money that it was just like, I don't even know what to do with this, right? It made that money month after month predictable. I could basically say with clarity, we will make a minimum of $25,000 this month if we do nothing except keep up with our subscription customers. That was all we needed to do. So like, yes, right now I do launch my monthly products, like my monthly subscription products. I open and close the doors. I launch those products. But, you know, fact is, I work less often because I can rely on that monthly money. So launches here and there aren't the end of the world. And it took me time to get there. I didn't initially launch it. It was just available for anybody to buy, and it was selling at that time. We got to this point slowly. This was not like an instant revelation, like, oh, we're going to sell subscriptions. Oh, we're going to launch. Oh, we're going to do all these marketing things that I've never heard of before, and they're just going to work. That didn't happen. We started with one that I knew and understood that I could practice basically just with the subscription product. Same thing I did with my normal products. And over years, I learned how to add things one at a time. Now, why do I work so much less? It's pretty obvious that since I'm not starting from zero, I can work less. But the magic here was that I kind of figured out that if I could just focus my energy on the things that customers wanted from me, or the one thing in this case that customers wanted from me, then I could stop doing all the other crap. I could stop doing TikTok. I could stop doing Instagram. I could stop doing YouTube. I could stop doing all of it. And I could literally just deliver to my customers what they want. Well, that sounds nice, right? So this is the magic of a subscription income. For a lot of people who are selling products online, they're like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how this would work. Basically, it would look like you source the stuff for the boxes if you're not making it yourself. And you put them together at the beginning of the month based on the number of orders that you have. You would probably make, you know, an extra, depending on how many orders you have, 10 to 15% more in case more orders come in during the month and you can ship it. But that's how most people do this process. They basically say, okay, last month we had 20 purchases. We're going to make 20 boxes plus 10%. That's like two extra. And we're going to ship out all of our boxes and we're going to try and just get a couple more people in. There are platforms that will do this for you. CreateJoy comes to mind. It's a great one. It only allows you to create one subscription box, but if you have one good box, that is all you need. You do not need a million products. We have tried in our business to sell a million different products to a million different people. Doesn't work. Never did we ever do better than when we focused on the one thing that people consistently wanted from us. If you're not sure what that is, listen to last week's episode. I talk about it in depth. So, what kind of subscription business can you start as a shop owner? You know, somebody who isn't creating media, because that's the traditional subscription business that we all see is like a media business. So there are monthly boxes you can make, gift boxes that get sent to people who like certain things, activity boxes. So if somebody likes to craft, you send them a new craft every month. Or you can do a community and content-based box. That's what I was doing. So it's not really a box, it's like a subscription. I had a community of online sellers who were learning to sell together, and we based it around content that we delivered that created results. Premium course-based content. That's what I created. Worked really well for me, allowed me to work entirely online and not have to deal with inventory. So you can combine these boxes together too. You could do an activity box with a community, and the activity box is one monthly fee, and the community is something they get for free for a couple months, and then it's another fee. So you can actually like double things here. Do not get too far ahead of yourself though. Start with one, see what people are saying, then add the other when you're ready and your customers are asking for it. How do you get started building sort of a subscription product or a box? Well, you want to start with a platform where you can create and test a single box or product. CreateJoy, like I said, is a good one. Don't worry about getting a zillion supplies or tons of inventory. Just make a couple sample boxes and see how it goes. I honestly will always pull together a spreadsheet where I can price out everything in advance. But look, I'm going to be real with you. You're not going to get 30 orders in your first month. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen slowly. People trickle into subscription products more slowly than they do regular products. But look at other subscription products that you like that entice you. See how they're enticing people in. What's in the box? Honestly, I subscribe to a plant box. They just send me a freaking plant. I could go down the street and buy a plant for cheaper, but they hand select plants based on my preferences and my pets. They put them in pots that I would be repotting all the ones I buy down the street into anyway. So in my mind, it's a great deal, right? That is a really simple box, but they sell it really, really well. So look, subscription boxes are gonna grow slowly, but then they start to pick up. You might expect, you know, 3 orders in your first month, 5 in your second, and then by your 12th month, maybe you're shipping 60 boxes a month. But 60 boxes a month at, let's say, $29 a box is $1,740 a month consistently over and over again. That's on top of any income you're making now. And obviously, the more expensive the box, the more money you're making. So let's just get real for a second. Subscriptions seem like they kind of work. Like they super friggin' work. And by the end of this episode, you should be crystal clear on the reason why everyone and their mother seems to be charging $9 a month for something. Just for reference, don't create a box unless you can charge at least $19 or $29 a month. It's not worth it. It's not worth your time to ship a bunch of $9 boxes. Hint, hint, you are not Spotify. You are making a physical product. That takes more. Do not charge $9 a month. Charge more. So, fact is, subscriptions are not going anywhere. You may have all kinds of feels about paying, you know, $9 a month for all the things, but global buying trends indicate that customers continue to buy things on a subscription basis. In fact, subscriptions are growing faster than any other model. And here's the thing, your subscription box is gonna be fun. It's not a water bill. It's a collection of items that are designed to delight your customer and give them something to look forward to every single month. You're making their lives better. You're preventing them from having to run around all week and find something and be able to spend more time doing what they love with the box that you sent them. So if you want to get free advice about your shop, then join the Focus Hive community. You can get feedback from high-income creators like you and my team of three shop coaches. We might even be able to help you decide what subscription box you should sell. All you have to do is go to ufphub.com to get started. That's ufphub.com. See you there.